Hello, and welcome to my six-week jumpstart. My name is Cindy Santa Anna, and I'm a board-certified health coach. I graduated from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, as well as have a four-year degree in physical education and health. Please note that the info contained in the six-week jumpstart is not intended as medical advice or as substitute medical doctor, but rather to open up a new discussion with your current medical doctor or healthcare provider. I now invite you to come on this journey with me. I wanted you to listen to this recording first to set the tone for the next 6 weeks. You've already made a fantastic decision to put your health first and begin a new chapter of wellness. But there's a few things I want you to think about first. I want you to shift into a different mindset. Think of your body as a vessel. And think of how you may have abused that vessel. Was it with bad food, drugs, unnecessary medications, alcohol, not enough exercise, stress, or negative self-talk? I want you to know that I was once at the bottom, and being at the bottom is what gives me the authenticity to know what it feels like to be there. I know what it's like to not be able to put that fork down, to know what it's like to not be able to fit into any of my clothes, and to feel such stress that I hid in a closet stuffing my face full of fat-free Fig Newtons, which are full of sugar, by the way. It took me hitting the bottom and realizing that this is not how I wanted to live, and I wanted to feel better. We are a divine work in progress, and I want you to shift yourself into self-love. Say, I love myself too much to eat that. I love myself too much to sit around and feel this way. Recognize that you are here to love, nurture, and honor the body that you are in. Perceiving your body as a miracle can help you treat yourself more kindly. So think about the ways you are abusing your body and ask, how may I be more truthful? How may I serve my body? Love yourself. Drop the negative self-talk. Drop the procrastination and the limiting beliefs. Every day we are faced with challenges. Our past, our stories, they could be holding us back. We are all things, light and dark. And I want you to choose to live every day in the present and keep your head and your heart firmly planted where your feet are. Love yourself a little bit more, all of you, muffin top and all. And good luck in these next 6 weeks. And remember, change does not happen overnight. It took years for us to get out of shape or become overweight or for that inflammation to fester in our bodies, creating disease. But with gradual, healthy shifts, you can create that healthy vessel to carry around with you. And please remember to view 1 week at a time. Don't get ahead of yourself and try to download everything at once. Take the baby steps and let it happen naturally. Celebrate your successes, no matter how small, and share your challenges and goals with myself and the rest of our group. I am here for you, and I know you can do this. Good luck.